Ray Gardner and said, should a man utter vain knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk, or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? Cast off fear and restrain prayer before God. For your mouth utters your iniquity, and you choose the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I, yea, your own lips testify against yourself. Art thou the first man that was born, or were you made before the hills? Have you heard the secret of God, and do you restrain wisdom to yourself? Do you know that we know not? What do you understand which is not in us? With us are both the gray-headed and very aged men, much older than thy father. Are the consolations of God small with thee? Is there any secret thing with thee? Why does your heart carry thee away? And what do your eyes wink at? That you turn your spirit against God, and let such words go out of your mouth. What is man that he should be clean, and he which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous? Behold, he puts no trust in his saints, yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. Much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinks iniquity like water. I will show you, hear me, and that which I have seen I will declare. Which wise men have told from their fathers, and have not heeded. To whom alone the earth was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man travails with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden to the oppressor. A dreadful sound is in his ears, in prosperity the destroyer shall come upon him. He believes not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for the sword. He wanders abroad for bread, saying, where is it? He knows that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him. he stretches out his hand against God and strengthens himself against the Almighty. He runneth upon him, even on his neck, upon the thick bosses of his bucklers, because he covers his face with his fatness and makes collops of fat on his flanks. And he dwells in desolate cities and in houses which no man inhabits, which are ready to become heaps. He shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he prolong the perfection whereof upon the earth. He shall not depart out of darkness, the flame shall dry up his branches, and by the breath of his mouth shall he go away. Let not him that is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. Shall be accomplished before his time, and his branch shall not be green. He shall shake off his unripe grape as the vine, and shall cast off his flower as the olive. For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacle of bribery. They conceive mischief